And we have children today. Please come forward, our children. Wow. Good morning. Are you awake?
Yeah.
Not yet? That's fine. God is good?
All the time.
Okay, you still remember. That's good. Okay. Today, I would like to talk about prayer. Prayer. What is prayer? Philip? Okay, if you're in trouble and ask God to save you, right? Okay.
Talking to God.
Well, you got it. That's the point I wanted to teach you today. Prayer is not just about requesting what you want, you know? Prayer is about conversation with God. Talk to God all the time, you know? And I talk to my daughters all the time, and Juliana usually, you know, talk to me of many things, like all the normal things in her workplace or with friends, and she shared everything, like almost everything, sometimes. that's prayer, you know. Paul in Corinthians chapter 5 say we need to pray continually. How can we pray continually if the prayer is just us requesting what we need? You know, my daughter sometimes send me a text message with a link, Amazon link, that, "Daddy, I want to have this." So they want me to buy items they wanted from Amazon. So they send me the link of the Amazon link. But that's not all pray about. I mean, that's part of prayer. But when we ask God to help us, that's what part of prayer. But the prayer is conversation. Talk to God all the time, right? How many of you actually pray before your meal? Okay, great. So what do you pray? How you pray? Thank you, God. And? I don't know what to say, God. Thank you. I'm done. And eat it. Right? This is one of my favorite, like a photo. See? This is like a man praying before, you know, he's taking bread and soup, I guess. It's called grace. Why we call grace? Why we call grace prayer before meal? Philip? Okay, that's great. Yeah. I'm sorry? Right. That's why we call grace. So we pray before we meal. And then sometimes some people pray after meal. How we pray after meal? God, thank you. That was good, right? You could pray. You could pray that way. You don't have to pray like, you know, before, but you can pray after the meal. You can pray before you go to bed, right? How many of you actually pray before go to bed? That's good. That is good. Okay. How many of you actually pray after you wake up in the morning? What? Every now and then. Okay. We need to pray after you wake up. Say, God, thank you for giving me this day. You know, that's a wonderful and beautiful prayer that we need to pray, right? So basically, prayer is talking to God. You can talk to God anything. It's not like, you know, you're talk to your parents that, Daddy, I want this. Daddy, I want my puppy, you know? But you can continually talk to God, and then maybe someday you can get what you want. And also God is pleasing that when you talk to God of anything. So that's prayer, okay? So God is listening our prayer. God is good?
All the time.
All the time? Okay, let's pray. God, we thank you that you listen to our prayers. Sometimes we don't know what to say, but God, you are listening. You are looking at our heart. Help us to pray. Help us talk to you. Help us to share the love, the pain, suffering, trouble, anything with you, so that we can hear your voice, we can follow your guidance. God, we ask you to provide your ultimate amazing blessing upon our children here. Provide your grace, your love, and your guidance as they follow your guidance upon their lives. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you can go back to your classroom. Thank you. And youth members, I don't think we have teachers today. So you can, do they have it? Okay, thank you.